I'm Hamza Aziz, the producer of the Talking with Docs podcast. You might know Talking with Docs from their popular YouTube channel. Tea isn't just a drink. It has powerful health benefits. Let's dive in.
Can drinking tea save your life?
You mean like the tea and crumpet tea?
The tea and crumpet, well, yes. So there's lots of different kinds of tea, but yes, can drinking tea make your life better, healthier, longer? We're going to look into it today. I'm Dr. Brad Weening. Welcome to Talking with Docs.
I'm Dr. Paul Zalza, and we're talking about the tea, the leaf.
We're spilling the tea, as the kids would say.
Do they say that?
Yeah, it's like the drama or the gossip.
Really?
Yeah, spilling the tea. Where have you been?
Not in the gossip halls, but Camellia sinensis is the plant, not just a spell in Harry Potter.
No, so maybe we can overlay a picture for people to see, but it's actually like an evergreen, a short, almost like a bush or a short tree.
Lovely shrub.
Yeah, so you know when people say, you know, for all the tea in China, you know why they say that?
No, I don't.
Because 35% of the world's tea production is in China. So it's tropical and subtropical areas. So China is number one, India is number two, about 25% of the world's tea, and then Japan, Taiwan, Kenya. Not a lot here in North America. There's a little bit in British Columbia and Canada, a little bit in California, but because of the climates, it makes it a little more difficult. Apparently you can grow it in a greenhouse, which is interesting, but I'm not growing tea just yet.
You really spilt the tea on that one.
I did.
Did I use it correctly?
Yeah, not bad, okay. Not bad. So there's lots of different kinds of tea. So green, black, white, a whole bunch of them. There's a zillion kinds of tea. What we're talking about mostly today are green and black.
Okay.
Stay to the end, we'll tell you which one you should actually drink.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
And what's different is that even though they're all from the same plant, what differentiates green tea versus black versus white tea is actually the way that it's processed. So the way they do is they pick the leaves. Mm-hmm. For green tea, actually, they sometimes, the really fancy green teas, they actually shade the tree for the last 3 or 4 weeks before to prevent oxidation of those leaves and actually increase the chlorophyll content. Mm-hmm. So they pick the leaves, and then they roll them out and they let them dry, and then that oxidation process is what makes the tea black. So green tea, they just quickly, they almost like saute it to stop that process. That's why it looks green and tastes different. Black tea, they let it turn and then they crush it and then it ends up in a tea
bag. They let the green tea rot, basically.
No, they stop it from oxidizing.
They'll let the green tea rot to become the black tea.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. So we talk about ways that you can grow anything. Yeah. We talk about organic processes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, is organic tea worth it? Well, what's nice about organic is that they don't use any pesticides or herbicides or that kind of stuff. So that's good, because one of the things that people worry about with tea is the presence of pesticides and heavy metals.
Right? That's the thing. Even though you're organic, you might still be getting these contaminants.
Right. So the pesticide you don't get, but because you could be planting in an area that has contamination with cadmium or arsenic or lead, which we all talk about a lot recently in our foods, it's not guaranteed, but certain companies will advertise that they actually test for this. So if that's something that's concerning to you, then you can look for that. Having said that, the amount of these metals that's in the tea is actually very, very low and has not been documented to be a health risk, but something to think about.
One thing you can't get away from.
Okay.
Microplastics.
In 2024. So some tea bags are plastic. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine if you dunk a piece of plastic in boiling hot water, what do you think happens?
You're gonna get some plastic into the water.
Right.
I never knew this. I honestly thought all tea bags were like a fabric.
So cellulose-based tea bags, so it's like a paper type product. Those are the ones that are safe and have no plastics. Look at your manufacturer. There's one brand called Stash that my wife bought that we have that I didn't know this either, so I'm going to try to transition away from the plastic. I mean, probably it's going to be a little more expensive is my guess.
But that's your stash of tea? The stash?
Yeah. Okay, so how much tea do you have to drink? When those studies, what are they talking about? Are they talking about like one cup of tea or like three pots of tea?
We're talking about 3 to 5 cups of tea
right.
a day, okay, which is pretty quite an amount of tea.
Right, but the benefits are not only that you're drinking tea, but you're also getting hydrated.
Yeah.
You know, you're potentially getting the benefit of the caffeine that's in tea. And ironically, because of caffeine and something called threonine, it helps you focus a little better with less jitters than coffee does. So,
and you look very sophisticated.
You do.
Do you?
I don't. Okay, so let's talk about the specific health benefits. We're gonna go through like a top five kind of thing. Okay. These are evidence-based or randomized controlled trials or observational studies that have shown there's a benefit of taking tea for these kinds of things. So let's start number one, cholesterol. You can run, but you can't hide from cholesterol. No. Sorry to people that don't believe it's a problem, but it still is for now.
Bothering cholesterol of us.
Yeah, so drinking 3 to 5 cups of tea, green more than black for this situation reduces your LDL by 5 to 10%. So easy measure, particularly if someone that doesn't want to take medication, increasing your tea consumption can reduce your LDL or your bad cholesterol.
Right. And along the lines of cardiovascular health, hypertension.
Hypertension.
It has been shown to reduce your blood pressure, not by much, a couple to 3 millimeters of mercury.
Right. And even the studies show that, but even 2 or 3 millimeters can make a long-term difference because high blood pressure doesn't matter in the moment typically unless it's like
super
really,
high.
Really high.
Or
but
low.
Generally speaking, that kind of long-term stress on your vessels, on your organs like your eyes, your kidneys, your heart, that's what makes a difference. So even 2 or 3, then you add something like garlic from our other video, maybe garlic can drop it a little bit more and you're on your way. All of a sudden 10, 12 mils, Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, after 400 gallons of tea in your life,
that's right.
You might be okay.
Okay, so number 3 is increased fat metabolism. So there's a bunch of different mechanisms that think tea makes a difference, but one of them is through thermogenesis and the caffeine benefit. But there's one randomized controlled trial that showed if you take green tea before you exercise, it actually increases your body's ability to oxidize fat. So they had increased fat loss, and they did it by measuring the gases that come out during exercise in a very well done trial. It also improved endurance as well as performance, function, and recovery. So definitely an exercise component benefit to taking tea.
That's why you see all those big guys at the gym sitting on the bench press machine just sipping a cup of tea. It's quite a common sight.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
No. Then after fat metabolism, the other big one is, and we talk about this a lot, is its anti-inflammatory properties. We're learning that inflammation is playing a role in many of the disease processes that we're seeing around us. And this has been objectively measured to lower your CRP levels, which is a measure in the blood that we do to look at inflammation.
Right, and I'd be like, oh, I don't feel inflamed.
Yeah, you sure act it.
Right, but things like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, all of it relates. And like we've said before, a certain amount of inflammation is normal, but chronic elevated inflammatory levels are very bad for us. So this is another natural way that you can do it. The last one is there have been studies to show that people that consume more tea have lower incidence and severities of cancer. So these are not people that have been followed since childhood and then given tea in one group and no group. You can't really do a good randomized long-term trial for tea consumption, but generally speaking, particularly there's one study for breast cancer patients, people that drank more tea had a lower incidence of breast cancer. And this is the main molecule in tea that seems to provide the benefits, something called catechins, and specifically EGCG, which is called epigallocatechin gallate. It's a really long term.
It's a lot. Say that.
I know. So this is the one that seems to be the key of all the benefits. Okay, so we said we're going to tell you at the end, what do you think the research showed? If you had to pick between green tea versus black tea, what do you think?
I think you take the green tea. It's the fresher version. It hasn't.
Do you think it tastes better?
Green tea? I like green tea.
Yeah.
I do like
I, since I've started doing this research, I've certainly drastically increased my tea consumption. So you're 100%. The trials show that green tea is better. Both have unique benefits, but green tea, certainly if you had to pick one, I'd pick green. Some people would even go the next step and say, consider something like matcha, which is the green powder from a green tea. And it certainly does not taste good to me. I know some people really love matcha, but it's quite strong and earthy kind of because of the way that it's processed. But yes, the benefits of green tea are slightly better than black, but definitely if you have to make a choice for a beverage, maybe put the soda away, maybe reach for a cup of tea.
Get your tea on.
Yes, so with respect to steeping, some people want to know, how long do you steep your tea? So usually they say in the 2 to 3 to 4 minute range, the longer you steep your tea, the higher the level of something called tannins, actually they're present in red wine, things like that, but it can make the tea bitter. So you don't want to leave that bag and then go, you know, run a marathon and come back for your tea. A, you should hide your tea before the marathon, but only let it steep a couple minutes to get maximum
benefit.
We should
do a dive on the diuretic component of tea.
Yeah, definitely because of the caffeine, right? Yeah, definitely can help you pee.
All right, there you go.
That's now I know. Tea. We spilled the tea on tea, take-home message. I think it's worth considering drinking some more tea for the numerous health benefits. Please leave a comment if you drink tea, if you like tea, if you don't like tea, whatever. If you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel.
R-E-S-P-C-T to the tea drinkers. Remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.